All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Go ahead.
Warm greetings, friends, near and far. This is Center Stage coming at you with Wrecker. And I want to point out some wonderful biblical truths about the glory of our Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. And this message on American Vindicta is also heard on World Band Shortwave Radio at Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, 100,000 watts pumped out of Nashville, Tennessee. And people around the world can hear that gospel message. But also, a third party here, this message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brothers and Sisters in Christ Jesus at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Friends, please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, and saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Oh, hey, Brother Doug, I'll just interject real briefly. About 13, 14 minutes into this, I'll need you to jump in, and I'll tell you when I need your assistance. Because it's going to take me about 45 seconds to locate a critical document. All right, a reading from 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him, meaning Christ, are yea, and in him, amen, even unto the glory of God by us. Through the workings of our carnal frames, it is natural to us all to seek comfort from legal work instead of gospel promises. When a poor sinner is taught by man to believe, unless he performs the conditions, he cannot receive the blessing of the promise. From this mistaken notion, he labors and toils for a season, but finding himself unable to reduce the doctrine to practice, he sits down in dejection and gives up all hope of mercy in this way. This will always be the case where sincerity is not suffered to give way to self-deceit. But when the Son of Righteousness arises with glory on the soul, these mists of ignorance flee away. When the free love of the everlasting covenant is made manifest to a sinner's heart by the Spirit, he cries out in wonder and ecstasy, "This is all my salvation and all my desire." When by faith he beholds Jesus, the surety of the covenant, sees all the promises of life and salvation center in him, Jesus becomes the hope of his soul and the promise, the joy of his heart. Blessed be God for a precious Christ, precious promises, and precious faith. What could our God do more? What could he give more to his people than what he hath graciously done for them and freely given to them? Disciple, wherefore dost thou doubt? Why art thou reading a gloomy lecture over thy fallen state? Why sitting with folded hands and dejected look? Because thou feelest the corrupt workings of thy sinful flesh. What have thy legal thoughts brought forth but that black monster, unbelief? This dares to gainsay the truths of God, deny his promises, set the Savior at naught, and rob him of his glory. What? Because thou canst not find nor feel anything in thyself to deserve God's love, or for which he should make one promise of mercy, wilt thou therefore conclude against the greatness of his love and freeness of his promises? Yea, but it is for that very reason, because thou hast nothing in thyself but sin and misery. Thy God will have all the glory of his own grace in saving thy soul, according to his promise in Christ Jesus, the Lamb who spilled his blood for sin, who hath righteousness for the naked, and a tongue to plead the cause of the destitute, has all the promises in his hands to bestow the blessing of them on his needy members. Therefore, out of his fullness we receive, and grace for grace. So the Holy Spirit giveth us to believe and come to the inexhaustible fullness of Jesus for our every supply. Here, oh, I lost my place, brothers. Oh, here we are. Here we may fix our faith, and in the assurance of truth be confident we shall want nothing, for this very end is connected with our comfort, the glory of God. Therefore, every promise of grace here and glory hereafter are sure. Yea and amen. So be it, according to God's purpose and grace in Christ Jesus. Please see 2 Timothy 1:9. That was old time preacher William Mason. Christ, our surety. Our surety is expressly said to have been made both sin and a curse for his redeemed, that they might be made the righteousness of God in him. Please see 2 Corinthians 5:21 and also Galatians 3:13. And what a blessedness is there contained in this one view of the completeness of the church in Jesus, so that in the very moment that the child of God feels the workings of corruption within himself and is groaning under a body of sin and death, which he carries about with him, though he sees nothing in himself but sin and imperfection, yea, sometimes, as it appears to him, growing in perfections, yet looking to the Lord Jesus as his surety and considering the Redeemer's holiness and not anything in himself as the standard of justification, here he rests his well-founded hope. This was blessedly set forth by the Holy Spirit, as we read in Isaiah 45:24. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him, meaning Christ, shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. That was preacher Robert Hawker. As it is written, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine own. Consider if the righteousness by which we are justified be a perfect righteousness, then we are not justified by our obedience to gospel precepts. But the righteousness whereby we are justified is a perfect righteousness, which is the righteousness of Christ alone. Please see Hebrews 1:8, Matthew 6:33, Romans 4:6, and everlasting righteousness. Please see Psalm 119. Verse 142, that righteousness which justifieth us before God, as is not ours, so it is not in us. But as it is Christ's righteousness, so it is in him. In me ye shall have righteousness and strength. Please see Psalm 71, verses 15, 16, 19, and finally 24. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Speaking of Christ, of course, justice and mercy do both meet in this justification. Justice, in that he will not justify a sinner without a perfect righteousness, and yet mercy, in that he will accept him for such a righteousness that is neither in him nor done by him, but by his surety for the sinner. the joy of a believer would always be unspeakable did he always apprehend his happiness in and by Christ alone. In a word, the pure, glorious, matchless, and spotless righteousness of Christ is a soul's righteousness and resting place. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. For thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she, meaning the church, shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 33:16. That's a fact. The perfection of Christ's righteousness is held before us, unto us, and always lieth before us, that we may be thankful for it, and peaceable with it, and rejoice in the bestower of it. That was preacher Robert Purnell, an excerpt from something he wrote in the year of our Lord, 1657, entitled A Little Cabinet Richly Stored. By grace alone, Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace are ye saved. There is no present salvation except that which begins and ends with grace. No man can preach or possess a present salvation except those who preach and believe that we are saved by grace alone. The work is finished. Any other way of salvation is dependent on the sinner, and it will fail. That was from preacher Henry Mahan. Substitution. Salvation by substitution was embodied in the first promise regarding the woman's seed and his bruised heel. Speaking of Christ's bruised heel, victory over our great enemy by him, by his subjecting himself, being Christ again, to the bruising of that enemy is then and there proclaimed. The clothing of our first parents with that which had passed through death in preference to the fig leaves, which had not done so, showed the element of substitution on that on which God had begun to act in his treatment of fallen man. Abel's sacrifice revealed the same truth, especially as contrasted with Cain's. For that which made Abel's acceptable and himself accepted was the death of the victim as substituted for his own. That which rendered Cain's hateful and himself rejected was the absence of that death and blood. The slain firstling was accepted by God as symbolically Abel's substitute, laid on the altar till he should come, the woman's seed, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5. From the beginning, God recognized this principle in his dealings with man, the just dying for the unjust, and the blessed one becoming a curse, that the cursed might be blessed. It is this truth that the gospel embodies, and it is this that we preach when, as ambassadors for Christ, we pray men in Christ's stead to be reconciled to God. God's free love to the sinner is the first part of our message. God's righteous way of making that free love available for the sinner is the second. Who God is and what Christ has done make up one gospel. The belief of that gospel is eternal life. As it is written in Acts 13:39, all that believe are justified from all things. What a promise. With a weak faith and a fearful heart, many a sinner stands before the altar. It is not the strength of his faith, but the perfection of the sacrifice that saves. No feebleness of faith, no dimness of eye, no trembling of hand can change the efficacy of our burnt offering, Christ Jesus. The vigor of our faith can add nothing to it, nor can the poverty of it take anything from it. Faith in all its degrees still reads the inscription, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." And I think that's somewhere in 1 John, one of John's epistles. Excellent message from preacher Horatius Bonar. And Doug, if you got a couple seconds, jump in, please. And I'm pulling up something.
Christ.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, Christ our Redeemer. That's the only thing that you need to hear during your times of duress and distress is to repeat that. That's what I do. Christ, my Redeemer. Go ahead, Billy.
Yes, sir. And thank you for that. Okay. The following is a reading from Counsels and Thoughts for the Spiritual Life of Believers, written by preacher Thomas Moore, M-O-O-R. The righteousness of God that is demanded and required of God must bring honor and satisfaction to God's holy character. He is faithful to himself. The standard of acceptance is always and only absolute perfection. Christ came into the world to establish a perfect righteousness by his effectual, satisfactory, finished work for his people. The merit of that created gift is imputed in every generation for the justification of those elect whom the Father chose before the world began. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice through the gospel call by the power of the Spirit and receive the Lord our righteousness by God-given faith and are caused to reject and flush all other forms of so-called righteousness that compete with that of Christ alone. He is their rest, peace, hope, and assurance. The Spirit testifies to them concerning the solid ground and foundation of free and sovereign grace in Christ alone. Excellent brief message from preacher Scott Price. A righteousness pleasing to God. I'm hammering this about the Lord Jesus' imputed righteousness for a very big fat reason. The Lord charges to our account his perfect righteousness. That's what imputation means. Very, very few so-called pastors will touch this with a 10-foot pole. You guys and gals need to hear this. By the grace of God, I believe the gospel of God's sovereign grace and have been a believer for many years, but still remain in myself a helpless sinner, and in my flesh dwells no good thing. And yet I am not filled with despair, for I have a blessed Redeemer. Brother Doug, I have a blessed Redeemer who ever lives for me in glory. In him I have no sin. My conscience has no sting of guilt, and I have no fear of condemnation. Without a doubt, I remain a sinner in this body of flesh. But the Lord, my righteousness, is Jesus Christ, and he is my prophet, high priest, and king. Excellent. I don't know who preached that. The Christian learns that if he stands, God must hold him up. If he knows anything aright, God must teach him. If he walks in the way to heaven, God must first put and afterwards keep him in it. If he has anything, God must give it to him. And that if he does anything, God must work it in him. He now, through the law, that is, through his experience of its killing sentence, is become dead to the law that he may live unto God. He can no longer take a killing letter for a living rule, but is deeply conscious that it is only by being, quote, married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that he can bring forth fruit unto God, end quote. Romans 7:4, friends. Thus, by the presence of God going with him, he becomes separated from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. See Exodus 33:16. God's people are truly set apart and sanctified in and by Christ. I don't know who preached that either, but that was a good message. How humility is obtained. A reading from John 4:23, when our Lord Jesus Christ, the Master, says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Amen. All acceptable worship of God comes to him through the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted by God on the merits of Christ and him alone. When the Holy Spirit works within us to see this great truth, then and only then will you worship God in spirit and in truth. Excellent. From preacher Bill Parker of Eager Avenue Grace Church. You can find that on sermon audio if you want to hear sound gospel preaching. All religious error is born out of a wrong view of God. The only place to get the right view of God is to hear what he says himself in Scripture. It is no surprise that or when you speak to men and women in our day and they tell you about their God with a small g, then you soon see their ignorance of God's word. They have too long taken the word of those who lie about God. God is as he says he is. Great message from Preacher Gary Shepherd, Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located just outside the large U.S. Marine Corps base in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And you can find Gary Shepherd on Sermon Audio as well, another outstanding preacher of righteousness. Faith is not a condition or instrument of justification, for it stands in relation to justification, not as, for example, the eye to seeing or the ear to hearing. Faith is not a condition upon which, nor an instrumental organ, though which we receive this benefit, but it is the acceptance itself of Christ and all his benefits, as he presents himself to us through word and spirit, and it includes, therefore, also the consciousness that he is my Lord and I am his possession. Faith is therefore not an instrument in the proper sense of which man makes use to in order to accept Christ, but it is a sure knowledge and a solid confidence when the Holy Spirit works in the heart and through which he persuades and assures man that he, notwithstanding all his sins, has part in Christ in all his benefits. Hallelujah. That was a preacher I never heard of before, friends, preacher Herman Bavinck. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." The master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What a promise. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's storm warning broadcast. I trust Almighty God is still in the business of awakening his sleeping elect and drawing multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless the name. Baruch Hashem. Holy One of Israel. HaKadosh Yisrael. Hallelujah. One moment, friends. Oh, if you folks would like to communicate with me, then you're more than welcome. And please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like, where you live, and how the reception was on either your shortwave radio or on Doug's YouTube channel, American Vindicta. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.
Maranatha, brother.
Hallelujah.
Good job, man. Hey,
praise God.
You may not know this, but I am suspended again from YouTube.
For crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. We had the Warrior Priest roundtable conference, and some of the guys mentioned stuff like COVID. All right. Now, I don't know why Tim Pool and Fox News and CNN and all these others, who obviously have millions of subscribers, who can get away with saying COVID this and COVID that, but you know, little old me with 4,700 people listening to me, I can't get away with saying half the stuff I say anymore.
It's so bad.
I got banned 2 weeks ago and was allowed back on last Friday because I was exposing a video that was talking about pedophilia amongst the Hollywood elite and the political elite. And so I got a strike for cyberbullying.
Gosh.
Cyberbullying. Hey, did you know, I don't know if you know this or not, did you know that pedophilia, child rape, is not a protective class of people? It's a criminal thing. It should be a felony, beyond felony. It should be a death penalty, in my personal opinion. But according to YouTube, they're a protected class of people. That is your future, ladies and gentlemen.
You know the Lord is enraged.
Well, that's your reprobate future. You know, we're to blame for this because we keep YouTube afloat. YouTube has all the greatest and latest of podcasters and content creators. And unfortunately, I'm there too, because you do get to reach a lot of people. I actually debated quite seriously on whether or not I would even be on YouTube. But if the message of God can be out and can, you know, get to people's ears, then it's worth the hassle. And so far it has. Praise God. People have come to God. People have saved their marriages, saved their souls, stopped addictions, sought a new way, and picked up the mantle of the warrior priest, searching after Christ, just from listening to American Vindicta, and that is that's warming to me and my wife's heart.
Well, me too.
Yeah, because, you know, we put everything into this. We have nothing else to fall back on. Everything is involved. Me sitting in the spare bedroom of our 3-bed, 2-bath house. So, you know, when YouTube strikes us, we don't make money from YouTube. Now, when I say that, it's not a lie, but it's not true either. You get paid by YouTube for ads, advertisement. I think it's once you get to like 2,000 or 4,000 subscribers or something silly like that, 3,000 subscribers maybe, that you get AdSense payment options for, Google or YouTube's ads be put on your videos. And it's embedded. You don't get a choice.
And so you said you got 4,700 followers on YouTube channel?
Yeah, right now. And praise God. Hey, praise God, yeah. Man. You know, but with the payment thing, you don't get paid unless you breach $100 a month. So in a year and almost a half of doing this, I have had 3 paychecks from YouTube.
Whoopee.
Whoopee. I think the biggest one was like $120. So it doesn't hurt me if I lost YouTube. What hurts is losing the reach of people, because my only other alternative, Billy, is Rumble. And Rumble, I say Rumble sucks. And the only reason why I say Rumble sucks, it's literally just like YouTube. It doesn't have all your fancy options and crap like that. But it's just, for me, it's hard to upload videos. I could upload one video on YouTube because there's so many processing centers out there to hold all the hardware for YouTube. So that whenever you go to upload a video, it, you know, maybe 2 hours on Rumble, maybe 6 hours at times, maybe a day or two at times. And sometimes
to record, to put a video on Rumble.
Yeah. Just to upload it. Sometimes what? 45 minutes, sometimes a day or two. So it's very inconsistent for me. I live out in the country and we have, satellite internet. But YouTube is way more steady, stable, and there's more people on it. But I'm more willing to help Rumble, because Rumble, if anyone has not seen this yet, Rumble is where all the conservatives are migrating to. YouTube shows.
Do you get money for your videos on Rumble?
Yeah, I think I've made $10.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll try not to spend it all at one place.
Hey, do me a favor, brother. I need a hall pass. I got to run in and do something. I'll be right back, but keep going on it. Yeah. Like,
Go ahead. I'll see when you get
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, sir.
So, you know, with Rumble, they don't censor your speech. It's a safe place for Christians. So anyone out there who's listening, you want to get into podcasting, you want to be a content creator, good luck on YouTube, unless you want to talk about dogs and cats. You know, if you want to be those people who film your everyday life of your little tiny farm and everything's nice and sweet, romantic music. But YouTube is coming out with more policies. Anything medical related, they're going to hit you for. This last Warrior Priest roundtable, they hit us for COVID, and they said that COVID is completely safe. The vaccines are completely safe to be used, and so that's why they were striking us. Even though I did a rebuttal, they hit me. They emailed me right back within an hour, and they told me that it was still denied because it was egregious. And literally all Bob Griswold said was that, and we're trying to find different ways to talk around COVID and vaccines. So one thing a lot of content creators were doing for a while was they were saying stuff like supplements instead of vaccines. So I said, you know, this, I've gotten away with this. Let's use supplements if we're going to talk about it. But other than that, let's just not talk about it because, you know, we want this video to get out there to see as many people as possible. Well, he said supplements, and we talked about how it can be used in an antichrist beast system like time frame, how it could be used to go after people or chastise people, persecute Christians. And yep, that got us. So we now have a second strike. And I'm banned from YouTube for 2 more weeks. Baby's back in the corner. You know what's so silly about all this is that they said that the WHO and the UN say that the COVID vaccines are fine. Right. Which is, it's such crap because everybody around the world is saying that it's not fine. Go ahead, Billy.
No, I agree with you, man. It's
Billy,
it's
just Could they use inoculations of vaccines in the Antichrist beast system to persecute Christians? Do you think so?
Oh, dude, big time. They'll probably they've got stuff that like micro drones that could probably inject anything they want, in, which you're not even going to see those little critters. They're already doing it. They're putting weird stuff, the chemtrail in and the geoengineering. It's a nightmare, but thank God this is the only hell we're ever going to know because of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. And the devil is a liar. You know, that's the one thing. I was talking with Michael Herzog a while ago. Yeah, the radio show host. I'll be going on his radio show here soon.
Cool.
Apparently I'm, he said, we got to pick one thing to talk about. Cause if not, you're going to scare my entire audience. And our conversation was about the border. And he's like, oh, you know, I see civil war and I see all these, world war stuff and all this crazy stuff coming across the border. And there's these camps all across America that's housing people. And he's like, what do you think about all of it? I said, well, you opened up a can of worms. I said, if you don't know this, it is way too easy to shut down the border. Way too easy. Not only that, it's way too easy to sneak stuff across once you've shut down the border. Let me give you a hypothetical, Billy. And I want you to go first, and then I will go, and I'll tell you what we talked about. He said, you know, more or less, how would you take over the country with an army that has been massed up by illegal immigrants? If you look at this from a statistic standpoint, it's, let's just say roughly, since 2012, and this is a little bit off, but let's just say All right. Since 2012, we were probably getting 1 million legal immigrants, illegal immigrants, a year. And illegal immigrants that we're not catching is typically about 3 million.
A
So
year.
if we got an aggregate number of 4 million times 12, 2000 or no, times 2012, yeah, when Obama became president again to now, so 12 years later, you got about close to 50 million people.
Man,
50
that's drastic.
50 million people. Imagine if only half of those people were the military age males who all you've all seen them coming over here in groups, large groups of men, all fighting age. And then they were told, hey, stand up. You're being activated. Take your arms. If you had a 30 million man army, what would you do with it to shut down America? Sky's the limit. And let's say the overarching goal is an invasion from Russia and China. So how do they implement this 30 million man army?
Well, I think you and I already know the caches have been hidden around the country for a very long time. I was reading about it at my last SEAL team in 1992. But I would if I was an evil genius, I would hit simultaneous hits every capital in all 50 states. And then branch out to water treatment plants, electrical substations, ports where shipping brings in food and supplies. Then eventually it would go down to county sheriffs, state police, stations getting destroyed with RPG-7 rockets and who knows what else. We're not going to have first responders. They'll just be overwhelmed. They're going to go home and protect their loved ones. And it's going to be asymmetrical warfare. I mean, all over the map. I suspect they people are going to use biologics, chemical weapons, radioactive weapons, maybe tactical nukes. Go ahead, Joe.
Let me throw in a variable. The variable is that there is an understanding between parties, not constituents, not we the people, but between elite party members, that there is going to be a manufactured crisis of a grid down that could last for an unknown amount of time. Now, insert that into your plan. Grid down, unknown amount of time, nationwide, how would you use that military?
Well, I ain't no general or admiral. I can't say I was a good leader. I'll have to I'll just shut up and listen to what you think.
Okay, so I'm a bit of an evil genius. I sit around and play these what if games all the time. If I was given these assets, during what times of duress or peace could I, how could I use them, implement them, logistically move them, feed them, house them? How could I pay them? What would I do to entice them to get here? I actually do sit around and think about these things. It's probably the reason why I'm half crazy. If you gave me the option, this is what I would tell you I would do. If I knew there was going to be, let's say I'm Russia, and my partner, Xi Jinping, me and him, if I'm Vladimir Putin, me and him decide we need to take out the beast. We need to take out America because they're about to cause a war that you and I don't need to go through right now. And there are plenty of our benefactors who feel the same way in America and who are willing to establish a new government. So we're going to help them. But the problem is going to be the patriot community. So let's solve this problem then. We need to reposition the White House. The White House does not need to go to the East Coast. It doesn't need to go to Denver. The White House needs to be in San Antonio, Texas. Why? Because we have direct control. So let's move the pawns a little bit further down the road. If I had a 30-man or a 30 million man army, and I knew that the great blackout was coming, I would have them armed up a couple days before on a snap readiness exercise. And the moment the lights flicker, you guys from Juarez, Mexico, along the border of northern Mexico, from Tijuana to Brownsville, and then anyone else that is within the southern states. So between California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, cut those states in half. And I want to own everything from northern Mexico to the half of those southern border states. Why? The reason why is because
A buffer zone.
a buffer zone. It's really what it really is. It is a forward landing zone. Think of a beachhead, okay? What I want is I want my huge small arms unit. This is like 20 divisions now, right? They're going to have everything the cartel can get. They're going to have tanks because they're going to have access to tanks immediately once they take over El Paso. They'll have access to planes, helicopters, anything we can give to them. Easily overwhelm any military base. Easily overwhelm any military base from California to Texas. You want to know why? Because no member of the military walks around with a loaded firearm unless they are the officer of the day. Everybody else, or the military police, everybody else, your firearms are in this bunker. For us, it's called an armory. And then your bullets, your frag grenades, rockets, typically that's near a range and it's in a bunker out there. So you are nowhere near anything except for like, fixed pocket knife and charge. So how easy is it to take over? What? There might be 40 MPs on a base. What are they going to have? 12 gauge M4 and 9 millimeter pistol. Same thing for police. Same thing for Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, the SRT guys, the BORTEC guys. They might have some, 50 cal sniper rifles, but other than that, cartel will roll in with 18 wheelers with 2 inches of plate steel welded onto it with 50 cal machine guns. 240
Man.
machine guns, mortars. They have artillery. They have mortars. They have night vision. I saw a picture of a cartel hit team. These guys had the four tube night vision devices. They're
Man.
$30,000 units. Yeah, they got them too, right? Okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. So if you capture that southern access of America and it's lights out, no one's talking to anybody. That means no one's coming to help either. And all I did was I told these guys, hey, when the lights flicker, time to go out. And it will be all out hell. But I'll tell you what I won't know. I won't know from Fort Worth, Texas, what is going on in Brownsville, Texas. You know why? I won't hear the gunfire.
Well, hold on now. Bob Griswold would bring this topic up.
Ham
Although I'm not
radio.
a ha yeah, I know that's the way to go. I just haven't pursued it. But if folks out there are listening, all you need to do is get shortwave radio, but it's got to be with single side band SSB, and that way you can go online. Get all the frequencies for ham radio guys and gals. And those folks, when the grid goes down, they'll be transmitting with car batteries, and you'll hear from every people from around the world. That's a real valuable source of intel.
There's a brother that listens to us. I believe he's in Nevada, and he's a hammer. He's a ham radio
Oh.
operator, and he went out with, I don't know what his setup is, but he went out with his radio and I think like a 20-foot whip antenna or something. And he talked to 26 different states and people from outside the country. You do not think when the grid goes down, that guy just became the most valuable person in the suburb?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm not a hammer. I have a few radios that, if needs be, I can do inter-squad communications because that's what Doug, I focus on what I know. Doug focuses on what he knows. I don't know ham radio, though, and I'm behind the curveball like you are, and many people are. I have some of the operating equipment, but do I know how to operate it? Not exactly, because I can't legally, and I'm not trying to get myself in trouble, but for many people to say, oh, I'll just turn on the radio whenever, prophecy hits the fan and I'll start communicating with people.
Well, let me interject. When the balloon goes up, there ain't going to be no enforcing from the federal communications FCC. And in an emergency, I think Bob Griswold can confirm this, but in an emergency, you can lawfully utilize ham radio transceivers.
You can, I think you could figure the system out. I think you could figure it out. But if you don't know how to use it at all, man, you're just behind on the curveball. You're so behind. And I'm a stickler for books. And sometimes, God bless you guys, y'all will send me a ton of books. Anyone ever wants to send me anything on World War II, feel free. I collect World War II books, but sometimes I get boxes of like 20 or 30 books from
Gosh.
all these different, people.
Kind people.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's great. It's great because even if I don't want to read the books, or even if I get the books, and I'm like, I already know all this. In a snap, position, I have a library now for people to entertain themselves when, there's nothing else to read, right?
Yep,
And
that's smart.
I don't throw books away. I'm not that guy. I don't throw books away. But so if I took over the southern states with my 30 million man small arms army, I created a beachhead. And not only did I create a beachhead, I now am the law enforcement branch. I now am the military. And no one is going to oppose me. I mean, sure, some of you are going to get into skirmishes with me, but you know how easy it is for those guys with communication, with the availability and means to travel, because most likely you'll have to create rat lines, supply lines from Mexico to truck up petroleum, gas, diesel, food rations, all that stuff. But you also have these aren't going to be merry bands of Robin Hood's men. These are going to be scoundrels, gangs, criminals, people who were told, go to America, you're going to be part of the great mass army, you'll get paid when it's all done, we'll take care of your family, you can keep any home that you want, you don't have to live in that hut outside of Colombia anymore, or Venezuela. You can go and live in any one of these mansions, because you get told, when you're talking to some of the illegals or people who've come here, they think like most Americans are rich, and compared to the world we are, but they think like
Right.
most Americans are rich. You guys got air conditioning, you got a machine that washes your silverware and your plates. You got a machine that washes your clothes. And so, these luxuries, people will join and fight for them. They always have. People in
Hey, buddy.
history,
Good boy.
people in history migrate to places like this to take over. And that is what we're seeing happening.
Oh man.
And I,
It's so extensive. It's hard to wrap your brain around it.
it, it is, it is. And are these conversations going on in the Capitol building? Are they?
Oh, I don't know what to tell you, man. These people are like lunatics.
Hey, what about our Pentagon? You think our Pentagon ever says, "Hey, General Custard over there, do you think 40 to 50 million people who've migrated here since 2012 could be a military threat?"
I
Who
would hope so.
who in their right mind would say no?
Right. Something came to my mind. Friends listening out there, please take my advice. Go to thrift shops, used bookstores, and for pennies on the dollar, maybe sometimes only a dollar, acquire an old, used King James version. And the other thing is, and this may shock some people, but go on the internet and look for an instructional video on how to utilize both the RPG-2 and the RPG-7 rocket-propelled grenade launcher. I could teach somebody in 3 minutes how to use it. If you're good, because North Koreans are most likely going to be involved along with Chinese, Russians, and who knows who else. But these rocket launchers are going to be all over the place. And the people who, Americans who fear God and hope in his mercy and patriotic conservative types, they should know how to load a warhead on a Russian style rocket, and you can do a lot of damage against a tank or an APC, and or those things will airburst at 1,000 meters. So if you had a group of infantry, you could Kentucky windage it and hopefully frag them all. Okay, and then the third thing, the Lord put it on my heart to purchase. EMP, that stands for electronic magnetic pulse, EMPshield.com, and they make a micro EMP shield. It protects against there are three different types of EMPs, and I'm not going to go into the difference. It's not that big of a deal, but it also protects against a coronal mass ejection, CME, i.e. solar storm, and it also protects against a direct lightning strike. The company will insure and pay you up to $25,000 if their units fail. And by the way, I want to eventually get. Did I send you one of those, brother?
No, sir.
Okay, I want to do that soon. I'm a little set back this month. I've been through the Lord's prodding. I've been helping other people. Do not buy this device on Amazon. Amazon is charging $460+ for this little unit. It's super easy to install. It's just a you look at the directions, a certain colored cable, I think, which is red, goes to the battery terminal on your vehicle battery or ATV or RV or motorcycle, UTV, or you want to protect your Generac generator, it will do so. And I bought three of these for Christian brethren, and I got them through EMPshield.com. Go to the website, call them, and ask to speak to Miss Jessica, if you can remember that. And tell them that I sent you guys, Billy from Michigan, and request could I get a discount for the acquisition of this micro EMP shield? And instead of paying 460 some bucks, I got those three units for only 350 and change. And, because, dude and dudette, if you don't have an EMP shield and you're a long ways from your loved ones and your homestead, you're going to be in the hurt locker. These things are really critical, and I'm not getting no money from these people, but their product is astounding. One final point, and then I'll shut up for a while. But EMP Shield is a veteran-owned company, and it's growing like you wouldn't believe. And the fact that their largest customer base is U.S. government and U.S. military, friends, that tells me everything I need to know. You guys are going to want one of these things. Go ahead, Doug.
I think the threat is real on EMP or a critical infrastructure down through cyber attack. Now, if I was invading America, I wouldn't want to hit us with an EMP. I would use most likely small yield, and most EMP strikes would be a small yield, but high up in the atmosphere. But I would have it to be more designated over certain military bases and government buildings, because I want the grid to be intact. As soon as
Yeah, that makes sense.
I roll in, this is what I do. Internet's down, TV's down, fiber lines are cut, radio's down. When I push through from Texas to California, and I go to those next states, I need comms and I need lights up on those states that I just left, because that's going to be my shoving off point. That's my new barracks. That's my new hospital. That's where I'll want all the refrigeration for all the food, because it's all mine. All that water is mine. And the population that, they either capitulated and stayed in their house and stayed out of the fight or decided to fight, they're going to need it too. So I can barter with food and water and electricity as well. If you don't think people don't think like this, you're wrong. The academies of war colleges, they plan stuff out like this. I love war gaming. It is now, once again, I find myself in my room talking to myself, but I will get on a map on Google Maps. And I'll say, Illinois. Why would I want Illinois? And how could I take it? And then I just start looking at everything possible. And I would say, let's say roll the dice. I give myself a million man army. What could I potentially do with that to take over one state? All right. And even then, a million man army is a lot of people, but spread out over a lot of miles, it gets thin. It gets very thin. And then you got to think about flanking positions from other states, right? But you put in a 30 million man army, add in Black Lives Matter, Antifa. Oh, by the way, all of our friends in the prison systems that we're going to be releasing, they're probably going to be on our side. Oh, by the way, now we have a direct conduit from America to, Mexico to what? Argentina. Anyone that wants to join, start heading north. Meet with our recruiters. You'll get paid. BRICS nations, Bitcoin, you'll get paid, because that's the next infrastructure, is this type of monetary system, which is electronic funds. Honestly, the sky could be the limit. The deciding factor comes from the Pentagon. Will the Pentagon use the boomers, the submarine corps that is out in the fleet, out in the waters? Would they use tactical nuclear missiles? Would they use fuel air bombs? Would they use biologics? I will tell you of a story. In 2018, we were produced with an intelligence that Iran, Ali Khamenei, or one of those other crazy people that's in charge of Iran, said that their goal was to smuggle a young jihadi into Sinaloa, Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel territory. Most likely he'd be in the silver mines, the Sinaloa mountain area. And then he'd be smuggled into War is Mexico, and from War is Mexico, under the tunnels into El Paso, and he would carry enough biological agent of anthrax or ricin that he would kill at least 300,000 people.
Gosh.
Okay, that was being talked about in 2018, and we knew it then, and you, most of you listening probably never heard that, unless you've heard me talk about it for years. And, you know, these plans are in action from threat actors all over the world. It's not going away, and it's only going to get worse. Until Christ returns, do not expect rainbows and hugging kittens all day.
To say the least.
To say the least. The Pentagon. What do you think the Pentagon would do? Based off your knowledge, Billy, you were a special operations guy. What could special operations do to help protect this nation from an invasion from the southern border?
I don't know if they'd even be employed. I'll let you in on something, and I'm not going to say which particular naval special warfare unit this is, but I got inside baseball that the leftists have taken over. I think it's widespread across the Department of Defense. It's really not good. I mean, I think back to when Jamie Walden and you had that conversation about, what chapter was it? Jeremiah chapter 50 or 51. At this juncture, I really don't put any confidence in men or group of men. I certainly don't put confidence in my own flesh, knowing how depraved I am and how much I need the Lord Jesus. You and I and people listening would like to have some of these special units under SOCOM, Special Operations Command, and JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command. If they were let loose, they could go to town between the SEALs, CAG, Combat Application Group, AKA Delta Force, that super secret unit, the Intel Support Agency or something. It goes by different names. They run and gun with people from every branch of the service, and they're doing secret squirrel stuff around the world. And you get into the 75th Ranger Battalions, heck, all the other Tier 2 Ranger Battalions, for that matter, Marine Corps Raiders, Force Recon. Air Force has, I think, 5 special units now, and I didn't know this until recently. They got the combat control team guys, CCT, and pararescue PJs, but now they've got 3 more very unique units, and it's not easy to get into these units. And then, of course, you got Task Force 160th Special Operations Airborne Regiment, the Black Hawk down, UH-60 guys, and the Little Birds. You put all those dudes together, they're going to rock and roll. But will they? That's the question of the hour. Will they be unleashed? Will the dogs of war be unleashed? I don't know what to tell you, brother. It's not looking good, scripturally speaking. I can't remember where that scripture is, but even a prophecy that even the mighty men are going to tremble like women. Their knees will give out on them, kind of thing. Lord God Almighty, help us, help thy people. And I just hope and pray he hides his people. I will say that the scriptures indicate that when the balloon goes up and all this stuff starts happening, which Doug and I are talking about, it's better to be killed with the sword than to go into captivity. And I'm not telling anybody what to do, but I will tell you that lawful self-defense is ordered by Almighty God. I can show you throughout the whole Bible. And those poor Amish people and other groups that claim to be pacifists, they'll all be slain like dogs. And I've tried having conversations with the Amish, and man, they get all butthurt. But I can't believe it. It's so unscriptural. I'll shut up for now. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, people compare the fall of America to the fall of Rome. And I'll say this for anyone who's not into their history. You should research the fall of Rome and why multiculturalism eventually didn't work. I mean, the great American experiment is what it just is. It's an experiment. You know why multiculturalism doesn't work? The reason why is because you have
it pits groups of people against united we stand, divided we fall. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I think it's because you have multi-gods.
Oh, there's a good point.
If we were one nation under God, if it was a mandatory, if it was mandatory that when you became an American citizen, you had to learn American history, American economics, American sociology, you needed to learn
Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Constitution and Bill of Rights, but you also had to become a Christian. How many people would have came to America?
Oh, that's a good question. Lord knows.
Well, I'll tell you this much. It did not work for the Israelis when they integrated past the River Jordan, and they did not do as God commanded and rid themselves of anything that was not worshiping the one true living God. And it created a great downfall. We got the book of Judges for that. It created a great downfall. And, you know, I'm a monarchist. I believe in the rule of Christ and of him alone. I understand
Amen.
That I understand we have human rulers, but I don't give sovereignty to them. And I don't give sovereignty to this nation anymore either. The ideology of America has become almost, I hate to say this, but patriotism has almost replaced the worship of God.
You know, you're absolutely spot on. Kelly Joe and I, after I got medically discharged, we moved from Virginia Beach to deep in the Laurel Mountains of the Potomac Highlands of West Virginia. And I was listening to my Radio Shack shortwave radio, and I heard about this pastor, so-called pastor, and come to find out he was only like a 30, 35 minute ride from our place in the mountains. And I'm not going to mention his name, but he's wildly popular around the world on worldwide Christian radio. But he does not preach the true Lord Jesus Christ. He does not preach the true everlasting gospel. He preaches a political religious thing. And you just nailed it, brother. And that's all over the map. He's not the only one. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but, you know, the problem is we have a sin problem. Waving the American flag does not fan away sinfulness. Waving the American flag does not tear down the high places where people go out and they commit child sacrifice to Satan or human sacrifice to Satan. And if you don't want America to be completely taken over, demonized, and cannibalized from within once we start to fall apart, then we should have torn down everything that was not of God a long time ago. But peace and safety. We traded our security for peace and safety. Benjamin Franklin said that if you do that, you're going to lose both your security and your peace and your safety.
That's right.
And the prosperity message has not helped anyone. Soft, weak-handed Christian men has not helped anyone. Backbiting Christians who are backsliding constantly, living a reprobate lifestyle while going out and preaching to the masses, does not help anyone, and it waters down the effect of the cross. Now, I think real Christians would not allow Islam in America. I don't see it. I don't think real Christians would allow the worship of witchcraft in America.
Exactly.
I think, and I'm not saying there needs to be a Spanish Inquisition, you know, from the Catholics where we go around burning everybody to a stake because of false pretenses or because you tortured people into believing stuff like what I personally believe they did to the Templar Knights. If you ever actually read about the Templar Knights and all the crazy stuff the Vatican said that they did, it was under threat of torture. Yes, if you hit someone in the fingers enough with a ball peen hammer, they're going to start telling you what you want to hear. So, you know, I think the problem comes to this. It's too late. It's too late to go back and change history.
I think you're right. The hour is, it's too late.
The future is set. We know that by scripture. The future is set. You cannot change history. So what do we need to focus on is the here and the now, our inner man. We need to focus on ourselves, which not, and I don't mean your beautification of your pride. I don't mean the lustfulness of how your body looks. You need to work on your soul. Can your heart operate with the Holy Ghost in it, or does the world fill it up and the Holy Ghost can't fit through the door? If you have that problem, you're going to be in what we call a world of hurt. And only people that are secured in Christ are going to survive. Only.
Right. And let me just say gently that, yes, we must look within us. We must judge ourselves lest we be judged. We must self-examine ourselves. But above all, from all the messages that the Lord has allowed me to brag on the Lord Jesus on this format, it's just remember, don't forget, people, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We spend too much time looking at ourselves, we're going to be totally mudsucked, discouraged, ambushed. We look to other people, we're going to be totally disgusted. We just looking unto the captain of our salvation, the bishop of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's the general and commanding officer of the heavenly host. And I say this, you know, there have been men who've reached out to me, Billy, and they say, look, past is in the past. The future is fixed. What do we do right now? Can we join arms? Can we take down these evil people who are trying to manipulate and destroy our future? I'll tell you this. The devil only has the power that God gave him, and he can't go beyond that, and he knows he has but a short time.
That's right.
When people start worrying about the devil and his works, it's planned. It's planned. It's rehearsed. God knows it, even if Satan don't know it. He's divided in his own mind. Don't forget that. He's half crazy. We need to trust in the plan of the salvation of the cross and of King Jesus coming back and destroying this filth just by the word of his mouth. You worry about the word of your testimony.
Amen. And I would like to add, finish.
Go ahead.
There's an old book called Fox's
Book of Martyrs.
That's right. But it's spelled Foxes, yep. Fox's Book of Martyrs. And the first time I attempted to read it, it freaked me out.
Yeah.
But then I was years later, as I was more mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God. I read this thing and what the Lord did back in the day during the Spanish Inquisition, which raged for 605 years, it recorded the real life stories and testimonies of saints who were brutally tortured, burned at the stake. I mean, you know, put into vats of hot oil. You know, I'm not going to go on, but what I'm trying to say is to comfort and encourage you dear ones that trust Christ out there, that what the Lord did for those people in the hour of their trial and in severe pain, he did something supernatural with these people, and he'll do the same thing to us that will be persecuted, tortured, shot and killed, or maybe put into captivity. We don't know, and we don't have to worry about it, but nothing is impossible with Almighty God. And hey, it's a promise of all of the Lord. Right after Kelly Jo passed and entered into eternity, she's with the Lord Jesus in paradise right now. The Lord quickened me to a verse. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And remember when the young preacher, Stephen, who was the first martyr for Christ, and he was stoned by lost, unregenerate, religious Jewish clerics. He looked up and he saw the Lord Jesus stand up from his throne. Oh, and he told the crowd that same thing. And man, they just smoked him with all kinds of rocks until he passed peacefully. So bottom line, the Lord's going to help us in spiritually supernatural fashions. And we don't have to sweat grenades, dear folks. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I just I want to end with this. So I have the Martyr's Mirror. Good friend of the show, Dr. Eric.
Is that the Dr. Eric from California?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy and his dear wife, Sister Gina.
Yeah, man, great people. Good people of the Lord. Can I say something real quick? For everyone who sends into the show, who sends cards, greeting cards, little, you know, notes and thank yous, I want you guys to know that we keep every single one of those. And, nice. And we are planning on writing everybody back. If we don't end up getting back to you because we lost the card or whatever, or the envelope that has your address, I apologize. Send us another letter and we'll send you something. But we are so thankful to be in communication with the body of Christ, and it is so uplifting.
Oh, it's precious.
It's so uplifting. My wife and I truly cherish them.
Oh man, there's a scripture I'm trying to remember. Lord, help me. Then the Lord heard and hearkened for the people that thought upon him, and he wrote up a book of remembrance. So when all of us in Christ are communicating with one another, talking about the Master, the Lord takes note of that. This is no light matter. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I was just reading this verse. Is not he a stranger to the Lord who walks not in his commandments? It's John 10:27.
Well, on that note, that doesn't necessarily mean the Ten Commandments, but the Lord Jesus commands men to repent. That's a commandment. You see what I'm trying to say here? Because we're not none of us are going to be saved by so-called keeping the Ten Commandments. It's an impossibility, people. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, remember this. One of the commandments that Christ says that I strongly resisted. I repent of that sin. When Christ said to treat your enemies well, pray.
Yeah, that's hard.
Pray for your enemies. When you see them, if they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them water. If they're naked, clothe them. Because you did that for me. You know, it's Wise beyond years are people who take in the word of God and they ingest it and they continually chew on it. And the only way you can get through that, man, is reading the Bible. That's another commandment. Read the word of the book. Read the living word of God. It's the only way you'll ever get to this. But let me end by saying this, brother. The abundant grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Grace, hallelujah.
Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforted us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so are our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh
right.
for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also giveth unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Bam.
1 Corinthians.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, walk by faith, not by sight. So in closing, people are getting worried about the times that we're in economically. They're worried about their own personal finances. I understand. I am too. People are worried about how they put food on the table. I'm right there with you. Billy's right there with you. They're worried about civil war, world war, famines, plagues, pestilence. These things you're going to worry about, but do not fear them. Fear is a liar. The devil is a liar. And anytime that fear can get into you, it is a viral infection and it spreads. It spreads. And if you are ever in a time, a moment where you're scared, things are getting ugly, things went dark, by spreading fear, you're spreading doom. So do not spread fear. Be strong in the Lord. That's why we suggest have a Bible on hand so that when that time comes, you can at least have the word of Christ to be with you, to comfort you. And, you know, you can put your money into doomsday this, into all these different building plans and, you know, doomsday prepper stuff. But if your heart is not in sync with the word of God, if the true and living God is not in your heart when these times come, woe unto you, man. Woe unto you. There's going to be a great falling away, Billy.
But it's happening now.
I think for a short time, a little Pentecostal might happen. We might have a great coming to faith. And I think when these calamities all start coming together, Billy, and I'll let you finish up.
No worries.
the birth pains are going to start coming faster and faster and more intense in frequency and in pain. And you need to be closer to the Lord than ever. Starting today, right now, the devil's greatest deceit was to tell you that you have until tonight to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of your sins now. Repent now, right now. While we're talking, repent of your sins. Get right with God right now. You're not promised another minute. So don't take that for advantage.
Doug and I's feeble ministry in our little puny attempts to magnify and exalt the Lord Jesus, we're shouting out to you, dear ones. Be ye reconciled to Almighty God by calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ. One more time, if you folks take the time to look at Proverbs 1, starting approximately chapter 20 or verse 20. That's Proverbs 1, verse 20. There's coming a time when the age of grace, that window to be saved, is going to slam shut. That's why Doug and I are pleading with you folks. Flee to Christ immediately, now, today, tonight, because there's coming a time when the unregenerate wicked, in the midst of great tribulation and violence and great fear, they're going to call upon the Lord, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to mock them in their calamities. This is as serious as a heart attack, dear ones. And thank you, Doug, for letting me come on to brag on the Lord Jesus. And thank you, dear ones out there that listen intently. Hope you all took some notes. And Doug, please send me the link for Rumble once you get this, and I will fast forward it to email to people in Russia, South Africa, Germany, Canada, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all I got, brother.
Yeah, man, for all of our dear friends in Canada, the chair is at the door. The
Oh.
chair is at the door. Hey, look, your dystopian future is coming. It's now, and it's getting closer and closer to it. Prepare while you can, get right with God while you can, and make sure you keep your oil and your lamp filled. And stop worrying about everyone else's. For some of you out there, you little woodpeckers who like to go around and make noise while you're in church and bother people, worry about the wick and the oil in your lamp first. Jesus comes like a thief in the night. Be prepared. That parable of the bridegroom and the brides. Be prepared. I'm telling you, I never thought that every day I woke up, I literally thank God and I say, well, we were given another day, and this day was given, and we will glorify the Lord in it. That's how me and my wife start the day off. Because,
Amen.
man, every day the nukes could already start launching and falling. I mean, we're right there. We're right there. And we are ripe for God's judgment. And any
That's a
of his
fact, Jack.
judgments are just. They're just because he is a holy and true God.
Amen.
Yeah, man, I could wax poetically all day about this. Guys, stay frosty. The enemy is out there, seeking whom he may devour. Pray with your children. Pray with your spouse. Pray over your belongings, your marriage, your finances, your life. Pray over everything that you do. Do not sell God short in your woes. He said, bring them all to him. Pick up his yoke. You'll find it quite light. Billy, love you, brother. Thanks for coming on with us. And guys,
Love you, brother.
if you have any questions, please leave them in the comment section, or please email either me or Billy. If you don't know how to get a hold of Billy, you can email me at AmericanVindictusShow@gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, we also have a new sponsor, Sofronio Outfitter Company, and
Nice.
they're out of Cortez, Colorado. Jamie Walden Yed led this young brother over to us, and they're making some tactical chess rigs. They're just starting off, but I have one there sitting right here.
Hey,
I'll be putting it.
send me the link to that company this weekend, brother.
Yeah, hey, for anyone who's interested, you can go to AmericanVindictaShow.com. We do have a website, and I literally never talk about it. AmericanVindictaShow.com. They're one of the sponsors. Go to the sponsors page, and you can click on it, and it should send you straight over there to them. You'll be helping out a young veteran and his family by purchasing anything from him. And guys, that's all we got. Thank you so much. Make sure you glorify and magnify the Lord today. Stay frosty. The enemy's
Take
out.
care, people.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.